Test 78, Section 3, Question 21. And here we want to strengthen the journalist's argument. And it says, people whose diets contain large amount of iron are more likely to develop Parkinson's disease than those whose diets contain less. So those who have lots of iron in their diet are more likely to get Parkinson's disease. Limiting one's means intake of meat, seafoods, and other foods rich in iron should thus reduce one's chances of contracting this disease. So basically, if you limit the foods that have it, then that should reduce your chance. Now, the problem with this is there's just a correlation between diets that have a lot of iron and Parkinson's disease, but that doesn't mean that the high in iron is what's causing Parkinson's. So this is a correlation causation kind of issue. And we also don't know what would be the effect of avoiding the iron. So we want to strengthen this. So we want something that's going to help it and say, yes, cutting out iron-rich foods will reduce your chances. Most of the people who have genetic predisposition to Parkinson's disease have no more iron in their diets than people without the predisposition. Okay, this seems weird, but that does help this argument by eliminating an alternative possibility that maybe the iron isn't the cause, but it's just simply an effect of some third element, genetic predisposition. So A actually does help, so we'll hold on to it. B, many of the vegetables regularly consumed by vegetarians who don't contract Parkinson's disease are as rich in iron as meat and seafood. If anything, that would really kind of weaken it. And it's actually, that's not really giving us anything new because it just says meats, seafoods, and other foods rich in iron. And so it's including the vegetarian options. So B doesn't really do anything. Children and adolescents require a much larger amount of iron in their diets than do mature adults. Well, that's great, but that doesn't really tell us whether or not limiting your intake of iron is going to help with reducing Parkinson's disease chance. The iron in some foods is much less easily absorbed by the body than those in others. Again, that's not going to tell us whether or not limiting your intake of those foods is going to help with Parkinson's. The amounts of iron-rich foods consumed by people start to decline beginning at age 50. Again, kind of irrelevant. And so A ends up being our correct answer. Now, this does something that we've talked about on strengthen questions. One of the ways you can strengthen an argument is by eliminating other alternative possibilities or alternative explanations for the data. And in this case, the conclusion was essentially that the iron was causing the higher rates of Parkinson's disease. So if you fix your iron intake, you're going to fix the Parkinson's. Now, if we were to get rid of the alternatives, the other potential causes, then that will help this argument a little bit. And basically what A does is it rules out the possibility that people with a predisposition towards Parkinson's just have more iron in their diets normally. Because that, if it were true, so A basically gives us something that if it were the other way around, that people who have a predisposition have more iron in their diets, then it's not the iron that was causing the Parkinson's, it's just the predisposition, and there happens to be this correlation between, you know, people who have the predisposition and eating iron, but it wasn't the iron that was the problem. And so what A does is it gets rid of something that would have been an alternative, and therefore it's the best answer.